Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of J&T. Tutu, you there?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
Man, how your day go, Tutu?
It was a very productive day today, man. I'm happy to sit here and talk about sports with you guys today. I woke up, no homo, I woke up with you on my mind, man. So, I mean, I just want to get right to the show today. It's a lot of stuff that's been happening in the last past couple of days in the sports world.
I mean, yeah, I was going to say the last time we had the show was Monday, but a lot of stuff happened since then. But that's the sports world.
A lot of stuff
I guess
happened yesterday. Like, yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday.
It was just crazy around here.
So I guess I can start off. Go ahead.
We'll get to it. I might cry when we get to it, too. But you go ahead.
Well, I was just going to start the show off with the D-Rose injury. I mean, he got a...
Yes, he already got to it.
Yeah, I mean, they said it's a...
I can't even pronounce the injury name. Orbital? That's how you say it? Orbital?
Orbital fracture. That's basically like a fracture to the eye.
Oh, that's what it is. See, I didn't know what orbital... I should have Googled it. Why didn't I do that? I don't know. I've been lazy. But I say orbital, I'm thinking of something in the legs. And then I heard he got an elbow.
Yeah, it was an elbow to the eye. So, he went through surgery today, and they say he should only be out 2 weeks. So, he should be back.
Yeah, that's good. 2 weeks. When I seen Derrick Rose injury. So, right when I seen that, I just instantly thought, like, oh, man. Like, I thought he was finished. He's for the season.
I mean, it wasn't one of those serious leg injuries like he usually has. So, I mean, it's only a 2-week injury. So, I mean, basically, they need to sit D Rose out. They just need to sit him down for the training camp and put him in some bubble wrap.
Yeah. Man, it's just for Nick and that. Man, yeah. I was like, you know, this new coach, you know, I don't know, new system. He, I don't know. You know, I hate for Derrick Rose to have to play like that, though. And I would hate to have my coach have to coach like that. You know what I mean? I hate that happens to people, but,
yeah. If I'm not mistaken, I seen Stephen A. He said something about that, like, eventually they should trade D-Rose. And I was like, oh, no. I think that'll hurt them too much. Like, that'll put them, like,
yeah,
in a whole different state of mind.
Because if you trade D-Rose, like, you know what I mean? He's not going to go to another team and start, depending on what team you're trying to trade him to. Once you trade him from, like, they're like, the Bulls couldn't do no with him. What makes you think I can do so well? You know what I mean? Then he'll go into that bag of role. And you know, I'm not trying to see that. I ain't never seen no MVP play bag of somebody.
Yeah, I mean, but at first there were reports that D-Rose, he was back. He was right out there with Russell Westbrook athleticism. Like, he's back to his normal self. So that's what I was saying. Like, I feel like they should keep him really out of the contact drills. He really should just go too hard in training camp because they got to preserve him. And I don't want to see a whole another season where D-Rose play half the season and then the playoffs come, he not 100%, and then they end up losing. Because I feel like the Bulls are a finals team to me. They've been a finals team to me for about five years now.
Yeah. They just have to get past the hump. If you get past the hump, they're going to need everybody on their roster. They're going to take all of them.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, because D-Rose, like, when he gets taken off the court due to, like, an injury or something, that's, I mean, it affects the rest of the team. Like, you might not be able to see it, like, on the surface, but I can tell, like, deep down inside, like, they missed a all-star point guard when he's not there. And then the backups do as much as they can do. But Jimmy Butler, D-Rose is basically, he like the leader of the team. He like the engine that run the team. So without him, it's not the same.
For the Bulls, without D-Rose, you know what I mean? I don't know. I'm going to be too much easy hope for the team. But they still have a nice team. You know, they did it. But getting to the finals now, because then you have to play LeBron. And LeBron, against the Bulls, no D-Rose, it ain't going to be easy for him, but he'll get job done.
And plus, I got to see how the Bulls function under this the new coach they have. I mean, I like Thibodeau, man. I didn't want Thibodeau to leave. I didn't want him to get fired.
He still left. There was no reason to fire him, but, you know what I mean? That's just how it goes.
It wasn't Thibodeau's fault, though. Like, Thibodeau never had, a full season with, like, his whole team healthy. So, it's something you can't blame him for.
The whole time that Thibodeau, the tenure of Thibodeau coaching career with the Bulls, he coached Derrick 40-some percent of the time. I think it was like 46. So the whole time, he was done for a minute. Thibodeau coached him for like, what, six years probably?
Yeah.
Probably six plus years. He had D-Rose on the court 40% of the time. That's 6 years.
But I'm saying, like, when it came down to the time he needed him the most, like the playoffs, D-Rose really just was never available or at 100%, so we never really know, like, what could have happened.
Yeah, and when D-Rose got rolling, you know, when he got rolling, that's when he got hurt. Like, when he became, like, the D-Rose that could probably do it, he ended up getting hurt. At first, he was just young, you know, he was just young, cold D-Rose. Then, you know, I mean, got to MVP D-Rose, he ain't
going to
get hurt.
And I don't know. I don't even think Thibodeau have a job right now. So that's, I'm saying, like, he a good coach. He really.
Because he's not trying to go back to being an assistant coach. I know that for sure. He put in too much work to help him.
Honestly, before the Thunder hired the Billy Donovan guy from Florida, I thought they were going to give Thibodeau a call.
Yeah. The Thunder don't fit Thibodeau's face shot anyway.
But yeah, Scott Brooks low key could have went up to the Wolves and coached them. That would have been a better fit, I think.
Scott Brooks had the best fit in OKC. That's another coach that shouldn't have got fired.
Yeah, it wasn't his fault either. Like, I mean, it was it's the same situation, just a different team.
Got to the finals, y'all trade James Harden. The next playoffs after that, what, Westbrook go down, KD by himself, we're going to lose to Memphis. The next year, Russell go down. No, KD go down, Russell by himself. Serge went out a couple times. So, it's side B.
I mean, the NBA, it should be a good NBA season, especially after this competitive year that James Harden, Steph, and Anthony Davis put up for the MVP race. It should be some nice basketball coming up this year.
It's gonna be some great basketball.
And then I like you said at the other show,
maybe these teams better. Like, you know,
yeah,
like
the rookie.
This draft class. I'm not saying all of them gonna be superstars, but the teams they got that they went to, that make the team way better.
I saw the other day that Quinn Cook played for the Cavaliers. I was like, wow.
What? That confused me.
Quinn Cook. I don't know. Because he went undrafted, so I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know, but yeah, he played with them now because he took a picture with Kyrie. He run number 3.
I'll take Quinn Cook over Dele, low key. I would. I think I'll take Quinn over Dele.
Who wouldn't? You better take anybody. Else. I don't want anybody. I'll take me over Dele.
Whoa. Okay.
I feel like I can do the same thing, man. I'm just saying, I can stay in front of somebody. I can at least do that, but I probably can't lock you down if I can score, but I can stay in front of you.
I mean, Dele, he play some good defense, man. You got to give him some type of credit, bro.
Yeah, no credit. He was like, bro, he did his job. He's not trying to leave me the whole season or like that.
I guess. I mean, like I said, the NBA season, it should be interesting and fun to watch this year. I hope and pray that everybody stay healthy, and that we don't have any major injuries. Speaking of, before I get off the NBA, Larry Bird. Huh?
I said we got to tell the NBA for a minute, because the NBA be going through some things. Anyways, Larry Bird, what?
Larry Bird said that Paul George is going to be playing power forward this season. I don't like that idea.
Remember that?
I mean, I remember, but I thought they was just playing. I thought it was just the idea that was out there.
My boy thought it was a rumor. No, Larry Bird said he's going to play some forward. Wow. I feel like he's going to stretch the floor.
It's going to stretch the floor, but Paul George, he said he really didn't like the idea, but he'll just go ahead and give it a try. Because, you know, like, that's going to take away from his play style.
Yeah. He's going to do that. He's going to guard these fours.
Yeah, like, Paul George guarding, like, Dirk and LaMarcus, Blake.
Oh, that's not good.
Or, take it to the East. I guess, like, Chris Bosh, he on Taj Gibson, dudes like that. I don't know. But yeah, I mean, I guess that's the idea. You just gotta try and experiment with it and see if it works. And if it don't, I guess that's just you'll know. I guess from that point on.
If it don't work, I'm pretty sure that's what's going on.
But let me go ahead and switch over to some college basketball stuff. SMU, man, they can't stay out of trouble, and it's been going on for years and years and years. Like, so every time they get into any type of trouble, it's really not surprising. It's kind of like you just think, like, did y'all not learn from the past, like, situations y'all got yourselves in? don't know.
You know what I learned about SMU, man, in the last couple of games? SMU is just thirsty. They just a thirsty program. They just thirsty for wins. They just thirsty for everything. Like, this basketball situation, bro, this shouldn't keep happening. It's either the boy eligible to play or he's not. If he's not eligible to play, just move on. It's okay. Get somebody else. There's another big kids out here. If he can't help you, he just can't help you. Stop trying to cheat to make it look. Just let it go. It's crazy. You know, they don't need Larry Brown as a coach. They're trying to use Larry Brown as being the coach to get a better team. Like, I don't understand. Like, you don't, I don't know. Just start over. Like, it's okay. Just
follow.
People do it.
All the problem I have with the situation is Larry Brown. He's 75 years old now. Let me just go down the things he done accomplished in his time as a coach. He won the NBA title in 2004 with the Pistons. So, I mean, not too many coaches win a title. So, that first, I mean, winning a title, I guess, is a good thing. So, that's a nice thing to have on your resume. He coached the Nuggets, the New Jersey Nets, the Spurs, the Clippers, the Pacers, 76ers, Pistons, Knicks, and the Bobcats.
He coached everybody.
He's coached everybody on both levels. So my thing is, you 75 years old. Why are you? I mean, well, he said he didn't have any knowledge of the situation, but at this point in your life, you've seen and been through every and all types of situations regarding basketball, recruiting, helping people, cheating, all of that. So you should have that under control. Like, you should be the most experienced person in the room every time you with your coaching staff. And you should let it be known that could really hurt a team. And now basically the recruits that SMU got this year, they have to suffer and miss the postseason all because of something that happened last year. But they weren't informed of this before they got recruited. So basically, and it's too late to transfer. So they just sit there and suffer and play a season basically for no reason. And I hate it had to be, like, all over Keith Frazier, too. Keith Frazier, he's a good point. He's a good player. I really like Keith Frazier and what he brings to the team.
McDonald's All-American. That's no saying right there.
I mean, Keith Frazier, like, and he was improving, too. His freshman year, he only averaged 5, and then this past season, he averaged 10, so He was improving. It could be seen, like, on the court. But if you're not eligible to play, just go ahead and get your stuff together and don't put the rest of the team in that type of situation.
Yeah. Yeah, man, I don't know. It's like the basketball program got something different every day. With him, it's something, I don't know. And, like, I feel bad for the players that just played because they just made the tournament. You know, they got upset. But they just made the tournament, so they were ready to get back and try to, you know what I mean, prove everybody wrong. Now they can't. You know.
They made the tournament after they found out that they was going to lose Emmanuel Mudiay to overseas, and they still managed to figure out a way to get in the tournament. So I thought it's like the program's on the rise. So I'm like, this is good. They ranked. They
the program ranked. You know what I'm saying? One problem is keeping you away from being better. You suffering is one problem for everybody. That's what you want to do.
And then, like I said, this is the this is the SMU's 10th major infraction case, and that's the most by any school in college basketball. So that's why I'm kind of mad. I'm like, it's the same thing over and over and over again.
Yep.
So, I mean, they were on the rise, but now they finna lose a bunch of recruits for the next couple, maybe 3 to 4 years. And this might be Larry Brown. Like, this might be his last year as a coach. I don't know if SMU gonna want him back after this season. I don't know what's gonna happen, but you know. But I think it's time to move on to something else and just rebuild. Going to rebuild. I mean, it's nothing wrong with rebuilding. That's what that's. I mean, most people's problem. Like they think rebuilding is just like the worst thing ever.
Yeah, I don't see why. Might as well rebuild football team doing it.
I mean, the football team, they're doing pretty good for themselves. Like, they've been going back. They've been going at it with these big schools like TCU and Baylor this year. They went at it
yep.
with these schools. It's, I don't know, man. It's crazy. And I hate it had to be a Dallas school, too, because I really want the Dallas Metroplex to be coming up. As far as athletics and known, being known for like having good sports programs, but I mean stuff like this always happens. I just think SMU need to stop trying to hang on to this Larry Brown as the savior for the program stuff and just move on to another coach and start over. I mean Larry Brown, he done gave everything he possibly could give to the game of basketball at this point. He's 75 years old.
Why you keep talking
to these men,
bro?
I'm just saying, because you shouldn't be getting in trouble for stuff like this. He been coaching since when?
He said he's going to be
75 years
old. Oh, man, Larry. Oh, man.
I mean, it's just preposterous. It's blasphemy, man. That's what this is, and I'm tired of it.
Never lose, huh? I got never lose.
Nah, but yeah, I think not for real, though. On a serious note, I think it's time to let Larry Brown go. I ain't gonna lie. He a good coach. He probably a good recruiter, too, but, I mean, you can find somebody else. Like, I don't know. Just find somebody that ain't gonna... I wouldn't even say like he damaging his legacy. He like a first ballot Hall of Famer, but with stuff like this, that's when you start to get took. I mean, be not considered for the list and stuff. But I guess that's enough on Larry Brown and SMU. What you think about Tyrod Taylor? You think everybody should believe the hype or need to see a couple more games?
One step late that time, Greg.
Tyrod, I feel like he always gets good at me. I feel like believe the hype, bro. You got to believe. I feel like he ain't got nothing to lose.
When he got the start over EJ, people were saying like that was the wrong decision. That EJ really never got the fair chance. But Tyrod, I don't know. He got the Bills looking nice. Like they look like they could compete with the Patriots for that. They could compete with the Patriots for that division championship if they just kept up. What they doing now?
They all beat the Patriots this year, right?
You said who?
I said, didn't they almost beat the Patriots this year?
Yeah, they kind of messed up at the end and lost the game, but it was still a close game.
Yeah, I'm saying it's a close game. I know he threw like 300 some yards.
They came with 3 touchdowns in that game, too.
Yeah. He already a Super Bowl champion. They were bagging up Joe Flacco. That's a nice quarterback to run from, Joe Flacco. Super Bowl champion. So now he's just really just stacking up stats. He's just been waiting to do this. Because he always balled in the preseason when he was with Baltimore.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He was always balled in the preseason. So.
I mean, I think... This is fifth season in the league, so he's not like a seasoned vet, but he did play behind Joe Flacco, and then he went on that little Super Bowl run with the Ravens. Even though he didn't get in play time, that's still experience and stuff, so. I mean, but I mean, I like Buffalo chances this year. I just like seeing teams that didn't do so well in the past finally come up and start doing good things. That's all I like seeing.
Yeah, Buffalo got a nice defense too.
And then like they do have a nice defense.
Got a monster defensive line. That defensive line,
but they need to start using LeSean McCoy the right way. If they use LeSean McCoy the right way, that'll be unstoppable.
He'll find his way in there. He'll find.
The only reason why I'm saying they're not using him the right way is because he ain't giving me the fantasy points I thought he was gonna give me.
Oh, man. My fantasy team, we all right. We lost this week. Everybody straight. My fantasy team, so we out here balling.
Yeah. I mean, the fantasy league, you know, half of our fantasy league has quit already, so I don't know whether the count on wins is wins.
That's all, you know. I'm going to delete that after.
I don't know, man. It's just...
I want people that really don't play. I can't be funny anymore.
Yeah, but I'm gonna go ahead and end the show by giving my four college players that I think in the Heisman race right now.
Oh.
Number one, I'm going to go with Trevon Boykin from TCU. He's just being regular Trevon Boykin.
Yeah.
He going out there getting the job done. I mean, it's some teams that should have, you know, kept up with him, like SMU, that kind of kept up with him. But he still, at the end of the day, got the job done. They just beat Texas Tech. That's a real good team.
They did. I'm surprised Texas Tech was in there like that.
Yeah, so he number one. Number two, it's probably a person that nobody really pay attention to. But his name, Corey Coleman, out of Baylor. He's a wide receiver.
Okay.
To me, he having a good season. So far, he got 460 yards, 8 touchdowns, and 17 receptions. I mean, they've been in
so many
blowout games that – huh?
How many games are we in the season? We had four?
Yeah, this is the fourth game. He already got 8 touchdowns, so he number two on my list. He one of those low-key players.
Yeah.
My number
eight
three.
That's what I think.
Yeah. I gotta see when they play some tougher opponents later on in the year to see what he do. But then I gotta go number three, Ole Miss D tackle Robert Mkendiche. If you don't know him too, you just go ahead and look at his highlights. That's all I'm gonna say about him.
Peace.
And then at really tied for number one, I got LSU running back Leonard Fournette.
Hey, beast, state dog, football for you.
He got eight touchdowns already, 631 yards on 73 attempts.
73 attempts.
So and they starting to compare him to the next. They say he's very Adrian Peterson like. So I'm gonna keep my eye on him.
Take it out of my mouth, bro. That's what he run like. He run just like AP. That boy there, man. He's gonna go. That's a whole man out there, bro. He's not even no kid. I don't know why he in college.
I mean, to me, it's his trophy to lose, but like I said, we'll see once he get further in the season and play like the Alabamas, the A&Ms. We'll see what happens. But it's been a good J&T show with you, Tutu. Same time, Friday, 5 o'clock. See you there, man. You have a good rest of your day.
You too, man. Stay out of trouble, man.
All right, I will. See you next time, bro.
All right.
All right.